Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I am Hasten Inman.
And I am Ashley Victoria Robinson.
But you already know that because you listen to our awesome podcast and you're awesome patrons who support our podcast, and we love you, and we just love you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
We just did a podcast on Jaime Jaime Reyes. And he's a legacy character. DC Comics Universe has a lot of legacy characters.
Awesomely.
Let's talk about some of them. Okay, so let's name some of these legacy characters off the top of our head.
Dick Grayson.
Let's not talk about any of the Robins. Tim Drake is more of a legacy character than Dick Grayson actually is.
Yeah, but Dick Grayson becomes Batman.
I'm talking about like some of the people that have become like the second or the third. Let's stay away from any of the Bat characters. Let's
Wally West.
Yeah, Wally West is one.
Bart Allen.
Bart Allen is one. Let's something somebody that's not a Flash.
Connor Hawk.
Donna Troy.
Cassie Sandsmark.
Cassie.
The girl, what is Artemis?
Yeah.
Whatever her name is. Arrowhead. Roy Harper.
Roy Harper is one. Kyle Rayner is one.
Well, all the Green Lanterns except Hal are one.
Basically, yeah. I would give it more to Kyle than anybody else.
Yeah, Mia.
Yeah, Speedy. Mia is Speedy.
There's a ton of legacy
characters. Of those legacy characters we just named, none of the Bat characters, as I said. Well, I'll let you, because you could make the argument for Cassandra Cain. Which legacy character do you think is the most important to the DC Comics universe?
Oh, that's a really interesting question.
Do you think it is one of the Bat characters?
I mean, I think it's Dick Grayson. And you've made your Dick Grayson argument, I think, several times here.
Well, let's take him out of the running.
Across various forums.
All right, if he's number one, then who's number two?
I think Wally West has a really good case.
Yeah? Why?
I mean, they killed him, they reincarnated him as a different race, and then they went out of their way to reincarnate the original version. Wally West is one of the, like Jaime in a lot of ways, but he was that first. He is one of the few legacy characters whose value outstrips his predecessors.
Okay.
He in my opinion, Wally West is the greatest Flash.
I'm with you.
And the fact that people keep bringing him back, and they go out of their way to bring him back, and that they tried to replace him, and there was such outcry against it with the replacement that he was given, even though it was just a race-bent version of himself.
Which I didn't mind.
I didn't mind either. I have issues with the storytelling manner in which he was originally introduced in Flash Annual number 3, but I don't care if you race bend him. But they so when people didn't like that, they went out of their way to bring back original Wally West, and his return regenerated an entire universe. That's fairly significant. That's pretty hefty, you know, when you think about it.
Yeah. Even though it leads to this very confusing thing that we now have two Wally Wests.
Yeah. Yeah. It's this whole... And he's a Flash now. He's not Kid Flash anymore. Mm-hmm. So there's two Flashes. It's definitely confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you have any... Do you disagree?
I think you're right with Wally West. I don't know. It's weird, but I kind of want to carry this into a different aspect of why do you think that the DC Universe lends itself more to legacy characters than Marvel? Because they'll make they just introduced a new war machine.
I feel like Marvel has more, as someone said this to me on Twitter, Marvel has more derivative characters. Like there are various Spider characters, but there's no mentor-mentee relationship the way that has developed in DC. I think DC lends itself to that because when the DC characters really hit their stride, it was with Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
It's so ingrained into what their storytelling is that mentor and protege thing that they do it to all the characters. I think Supergirl is a really valid choice.
Supergirl is definitely, I would say, a legacy character to Superman.
Right. And I would say she is one of the most, she might be the most important female legacy character.
Let's think about that for a second. I think you're right.
I mean, I would say it would be between her and
Batgirl.
Batgirl, maybe Donna Troy.
Yeah. I would only maybe give the Dunn and Troy just because she's a founding member of the Titans.
Yeah, but you know, like that is something. I don't necessarily think that the universe lends itself any more than like there's no reason why there can't be a kid Iron Man if you tell the story right.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, or a kid Captain America or whatever. I just think that the types of stories that they tell and the way the brand has grown is just more open to that. Mm-hmm. And I also think because those conceits have been around longer in the DC universe, people are more accepting of them. So like any character gets a sidekick, it's not that weird. There was a Catgirl.
Yeah.
For like a minute. But if you're reading a Marvel comic and suddenly there's like Kid Human Torch, you're like, that's weird.
I actually liked Catgirl and they kind of did nothing with her.
I did too. I think
Tony Daniel introduced her in his Batman run.
Yeah. And then she just kind of went away forever.
She just disappeared.
During
the Dick Grayson run.
Yes. But I'm pretty sure every character has had a sidekick or a legacy at some point, not always with their consent. And I don't know. I just think it's interesting. And I think it's an interesting way that DC now uses it to diversify their line.
Well, the interesting thing is that I find that it's been said that Stan Lee doesn't like sidekicks, which is the whole reason why he killed Bucky.
I mean, it could be true.
I've heard it pretty much. That's the reason why Marvel doesn't have a lot of sidekicks.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Stan Lee was like, I'm killing that guy. But at the same time, I think it's one of the strengths of DC Universe. And I think the reason why the DC Universe has, I think you might have nailed it with Robin, but I think even more so with these legacy characters of that when we got to the 60s, we rebranded all these heroes. Barry Allen became the Flash. Mm-hmm. Hal Jordan became the Green Lantern. Mm-hmm. Like all these people became new. And so it's become
We introduced the Teen Titans team in 64.
Yes. I also think because DC has 20 years on Marvel that DC has this generational thing.
DC, I mean, I don't mean this like as a knock against Marvel or anything, but DC literally feels more lived in and it feels like it has more heft almost.
I think the DC universe does seem more epic than the Marvel universe, definitely. But I think I put that is that because the DC universe deals with, and I've said it again, and I've said it on Collider several times too, the DC universe is about gods.
And Marvel's about science.
And Marvel's about science and human beings.
Yes.
And Marvel loves to put itself in the real world.
Yeah.
Whereas DC does that with certain comic books, but not every comic book. Like Superman does not take place in the real world.
No, exactly. But some Bat books do.
Some Bat books do.
But it's interesting because when you look at Marvel, for example, I would almost say that every X-Men character is a sidekick. Or is a legacy character.
Oh, fair point.
By definition. Marvel does it in the way that they build teams and they'll rotate members out of their teams. But like, even though the current, at the time of this recording, the current Wolverine is X-23, is Laura. She's not a legacy character. Because she doesn't go with, she doesn't train with Wolverine. They don't have a lot of, they don't
well,
live
no, no,
together.
No. I would disagree with that because I would say that she is a legacy character as much as Jaime Reyes because Jaime Reyes never met Ted Kord.
Okay.
Ever.
That's fair.
I would also say that I would give Miss Marvel, it's interesting, Marvel
true.
Is now starting to do legacy characters.
Yes.
Because, the new Wolverine is definitely a legacy character, I think. And so is Miss Marvel.
Sure.
I would say the new Nova, the young Sam Nova is a legacy character. I think when you give the role to a new person and the new person is all about like, how do I live up to that original hero? That's a legacy character.
It also can bring in some fresh perspective on the role because like for me personally, I'm not a huge Captain Marvel fan, but I love Kamala Khan. And I think Ms. Marvel is a brilliant series and a brilliant conceit because her perspective is so different than Carol Danvers that it makes the role really refreshing for me.
Interesting. Another legacy character that we forgot that I think is very important. Jack Knight Starman.
Yeah.
And with that, Stargirl.
I love Courtney.
She is also a legacy character. She's double legacy. She's a legacy of Stripes.
She's a third generation.
The Star Spangled Kid.
Right.
And Starman.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's like the ultimate.
Yeah, she's double. She's a double legacy.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just think it's more ingrained in the culture of the brand.
Yeah.
And I think because it's what people come to expect, so it feels just more familiar. Mm-hmm.
And I said at the end of the podcast that we were going to do a battle royale of all the legacy characters. Kyle Rayner, right?
In a fight?
They were all fighting.
I know, man. Supergirl could give him a run for his money.
Yeah, but Kyle's the Omega Lantern now.
Okay, but you don't get to specify it. Well, then if it can be whatever version you want, then Power Girl is going to kick his ass. Like, you can't beat a female Kryptonian.
I think he can.
I respectfully disagree.
I think he can. He's insanely powerful now. Like he has so much power now that I think he could beat a Kryptonian.
I'm interesting. I think it's interesting you picked him instead of Connor Kent.
Superboy?
Yeah, I would have thought you would have gone straight to Superboy.
Who could take everybody?
Yeah.
Nah, Superboy can get easily distracted.
Yeah.
So there you go.
He's got emotions.
Yeah, he's not too much legacy. His legacy is so good that he's completely gone in the DC Rebirth.
Well, yeah, it's not my fault.
I know. I'm not saying anything about that. Too many legacies. Okay, that's all about the legacies, guys. So thank you guys so much for your donations. Thank you so much for your support. We make this podcast because of you. Hope you enjoyed it. Come back for Ted Kord next week. I'm Jason Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Say goodbye to the listeners, Ashley.
Goodbye, listener monkeys.